Mary had a little man.
The fault.
We believe that
voters across
the country are created
to the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Keep the faith.
This is going to be a disaster.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
Voters across the country are making it clear that they want to be heard, even when their elected officials do not have the courage to show up. So progressive grassroots groups like Indivisible decided to help them, organizing so-called empty chair town halls, where concerned citizens can speak their mind to Republicans in Congress who've done nothing to stand up against the Trump administration and to Elon Musk, even if those Republicans aren't physically there. Indivisible says that Republican Senator Susan Collins, who represents the blue state of Maine, is up for re-election in 2026 and hasn't had a town hall for Maine voters in over 20 years. Here's what one voter asked Senator Collins' empty chair last night.
Oh.
My question for you is very similar to so many people have asked you tonight. Where have you been? When Elon Musk gave his Nazi salute on stage and was celebrated by your party, where were you? Where were you to stand up to say that white supremacy has no place in this country? Where the hell were you?
In upstate New York, voters confronted Congresswoman Elise Stefanik's empty chair, even though Stefanik won't be in Congress much longer since she's been tapped to be Trump's ambassador to the United Nations. In Florida's 7th congressional district, last night, 150 people showed up to yell at Republican Representative Corey Mills' empty chair. In North Carolina's 9th congressional district last night, Republican Representative Richard Hudson's empty chair got an earful about Musk's attack on veterans.
And while I have the opportunity to speak to Richard Hudson, I'm going to ask him, how the hell do you get the gall to call yourself the veterans representative while you sit silent while Elon Musk and Donald Trump fired over 6,000 VA workers and they're planning to fire another?
And in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, as we showed you last night, voters had plenty to say to Republican Derek Van Orden's empty chair. With their Republican congressman a no-show, Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski stepped in to field the voters' questions.
People of Eau Claire and the people of the 3rd CD deserve answers when a representative votes on a bill to cut $1.5 trillion. And this money is going to impact essential services that Western Wisconsinites rely on.
He says they're not, the budget is not meaning that we're going to cut Medicare and Medicaid. Well, I'd like to see that in writing.
Me too. Wouldn't you like to see that in writing, everybody? I would like to see that in writing. I think that's a I think that's a wonderful idea. Put it in writing. Even when he puts it in writing, he says he didn't write it down, though. You know, so like, how are you going to hold him accountable? You do understand that right now, the appeals court in D.C., the D.C. Circuit, is hearing deportation flights case that has a temporary restraining order upon it. The legality of whether or not the president of the United States can invoke the it's actually got a shorthand now, everybody. Get ready for this. People got tired of saying the 1798 Aliens Enemy Act. And so now it's the AEA. Do you love that? Oh, you know, this is so bizarrely treacherous. This is such a weird place we're in. But yes, they're shorthanding it to the bench and the bench back to the lawyer. It's called the AEA now. And asking whether or not people in this country are protected under the Constitution while they're in this country. Meaning, is Donald Trump allowed to suspend habeas corpus? And we would not even be asking that question if there wasn't a temporary restraining order that had been issued from a district court judge named Boasberg. And so all of this is, you know, the courts pushing back on crazy. That's what they're pushing back on. Unprecedented, crazy. And they're saying, well, could you give me an example? And everybody's like, no, no, I can't. There's nothing. There's no example that we could give you at all about any of this. It makes no sense. This is crazy. We're not at war, Your Honor. And we haven't even gotten to the part about whether or not the AEA can be invoked in peacetime. And that's not the question before you at all. The question before you isn't even, can you bring them back from the gulag in El Salvador? That's not even the question. The question is whether or not the TRO, the temporary restraining order issued by the district court, holds. That's it. It's a very narrow little, question that we're asking you. And there's three of them sitting up there. And it's just so bizarre. All of this, because we have a president who doesn't want to know the law. And if he did know it, he wouldn't like it because it does require some process, even under, and I learned this through listening to the hearing. Under the AEA, everybody, repeat after me. You have to actually have due process. Did you know that? I did not know that. Yes, it actually applies. And there's review, allowable review in the AEA, in the act itself, which has not taken place. So no matter how you slice this one, no matter how, you're dicing, you're cubing, you're slicing, it doesn't matter how you're doing it, it's still wrong. The onion stinks, okay? Something's wrong. It's sprouted. Throw it away. This is bad, bad law. But he's attacking law firms now. He's attacking the law itself now. I mean, this is really going into the woods. We are in it. We are in the woods. But the good news, obviously, we started with, is that people are not laying down and taking it. They're not. It's not that they're not taking it well. They're not taking it. All of these things from yesteryear, all of these things, I don't know, what age you are, but I think a lot of people missed the 60s, and I did. I mean, I was just a tiny little, sprout myself, and I was kind of jealous because the kids that were in college during the Vietnam era, they were all worked up and protesting and getting very high and having the best time doing all of this pushback on a very weird war that the United States, come to learn, should never have started, should never have been involved in. Do you know what I'm saying? But I missed it. I missed it. I was too young. I didn't get to, I got the shearling coat later on in life because it was a hand-me-down from my sister, and that was like the best coat ever. But, a little late for me. I didn't get to participate. I didn't get to go to, college. I wasn't, protesting on the campus. And so now I'm sort of too old for this crap. Wouldn't it have been helpful if this would have all happened when you were in your nice youthful 40s? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, this is crazy. This is madness. And yet I'm looking at the people that are showing up to these empty chair town halls, and I'm looking at the people that are showing up. Do you know how many people, like tens of thousands of people are showing up to AOC and Bernie's oligarchy tour? And poor Bernie. Bernie was old enough to remember a Vietnam War protest, okay? He's 83. And he's 83, and he's still out there. Do you understand? Like, enough of, putting everything on his shoulders, really. Time for everybody else to say, oh, I'm in my joyful 60s. I'll go.
We're playing with house money with him. Honestly, every time I see him post something live, I'm like, yes, you go, yes.
Oh, man. And he is indefatigable. If you could just say that word three times, you could actually have it, like, ready to go, because it's, multisyllabic, and so you have to practice indefatigable. But if you say that enough times, then it'll be right there at your beck and call. It's the word for him. It is. He just never gives up. He never tires. He knows what's right. He's always known what's right. He's been put through the meat grinder, and he comes out like a beautiful, lean, sort of a 7% beef, just amazing, really. Indefatigable is what I say. But the good news is we are showing up, and I'm really proud of us. I am, I gotta say. I mean, the people are asking questions. Some of them never, ever, ever, they're like me, never protested anything, in person ever. They're showing up now.